Hi guys, Lee here from FPL Family, and we are fast approaching the end of the season, aren't we? Game week 35 already, so only a few more game weeks to go to move up those mini leagues and finish the season on a high. So I'm going to talk through a couple of options that I think you might want to go to as differentials between now and the end of the season. I think if you look at the fixtures and you look at most FPL teams, many managers, me included, are stocked up on Brighton. Of course, they've got plenty of double game weeks between now and the end of the season. Nice to see that McAllister penalty go in. Is it a bit of a differential? You know, I didn't think that was going to have quite the impact that it did on my game week 34 green arrow, but it turned me from a red into a pretty healthy looking green, that McAllister penalty. So pretty happy to see that going in from him. So if you've got your Brighton players in place, check, you know, tick that one off. Manchester United players, a lot have got Rashford, I've got David De Gea. So conflicted, I have to say, when McAllister stood up for that penalty. I was like, well, if he saves it, De Gea, then happy days, he's a good differential for me. If McAllister scores it, the clean sheet goes, but McAllister's a good differential. I didn't really know how to feel, to be honest with you. In the end, I think from a Liverpool perspective, it makes it kind of makes the top four race kind of interesting. Maybe opens up a little bit for the last few games. So the Brighton win, reasonably happy to see that, I guess, last night. But anyway, I digress. We've got the Brighton players in play, check. We've got the, you know, Rashford's, De Gea's, Shaw's in place, check. And if you've got Bruno Fernandes, I think he's a really nice differential between now and the end of the season. Who else do we talk about? City. Yes, you've got your City players, despite a bit of rotation around the Champions League over the next week or so. As you know, I'm expecting to see that from Pep as usual. You've got your Haalands, you've got your Grealishes. Maybe some of you might be looking at a John Stones or somebody at the back. Dare I say Edison? I'll say it quietly. You know, say Edison quietly, but some of you will have him in place as well. So, listen, the core of our teams is pretty much there. And Newcastle as well. We shouldn't avoid them, right? They've got a double game week coming up. Your Isaacs, your Trippiers, and your Botmans, etc. in place. So, where are those differentials going to be? You know, teams are starting to look pretty similar. And if you've got a mini league rival that's maybe 20, 30 points ahead of you, his or her team is going to look pretty similar to yours, stacked up with those sort of players that I've just mentioned. So the differentials that I'd like to discuss a little bit, I think, you know, you can definitely look at Manchester City, although that is a gamble because obviously, as I mentioned before, you've got the rotation around the Champions League. I happen to think, and I'm a Grealish owner, right, but I think going into game week 35, I don't feel that comfortable having Grealish. He's played a lot of minutes recently and he's going to be a key member of that Champions League team or that Champions League squad that are going to get them through to the final round. So I can potentially see him getting benched. I can see maybe some minutes for Foden on that left-hand side. I can see some minutes for Mahrez on the other as well. And maybe even Haaland is at risk as well. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping that we get maybe a little bit of early team news for that game because I'd like to maybe think about what happens to... I'm not going to transfer Haaland outright. I want him for the end of the season. But if we get a bit of a heads up that Alvarez might be playing or we get a bit of a heads up that... you know, Mahrez might be playing or Foden might be playing, then maybe there's a kind of a last-minute fixture or a last-minute change that I might want to make. You know, Man City, not the early game. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff, the City game, but we have got that later deadline, haven't we, for Saturday? There is no lunchtime game. I think it's to do with the King's Coronation, all that sort of stuff going on, guys, right? So, you know, a host of 3 o'clock kickoffs, and we might get some early team news, and I will have my ear to the ground with that Man City team news, because if Haaland isn't starting, you know, maybe I bench him, but listen, he can come off the bench and do some damage there. But if Alvarez starts, for example, one of the moves I'm looking at is maybe doing Watkins to Alvarez and bringing him in for a 1 week punt, maybe switching him to Wilson next week for Newcastle's double game week. Because the rest of my team, as I say, is pretty locked in. It's just that third forward slot that I'm thinking about moving around. And it could be, if we get early team news and it's Alvarez, I might go there. But Phil Foden as well, same as Mahrez on the other side. If you are chasing in your mini leagues, I don't mind having a punt on a Man City player of that sort of ilk. And if we do get early team news for that City versus Leeds game, then maybe that punt might be even more justified. I guess you could also look at Newcastle between now and the end of the season. You could look at Joe Linton. Outside of the, you know, I think a lot of you have got Trippier. I doubt it feels a bit of a luxury move to move him on between now and the end of the season. And his effective ownership is pretty high. So again, it's not just a luxury move. It feels a bit risky maybe to take him out between now and the end of the season. Not exactly ticking over the assists as we would like, though, or the bonus points. So I can see, you know, I wouldn't want to put you off if you want to move to take that money out of him and move to a Liverpool defender. You want to move to a Trent if you haven't already got him, then I don't mind it. But for me, Trippier probably stays. You've got your Botmans and your Isaacs, etc. But if you wanted to look at a Joe Linton, maybe even a Jacob Murphy, if you wanted to go all the way down to the bargain bucket with Newcastle, then I don't mind that in midfield either. The one player that I would like to pick out, though, is Heung-min Son. I do feel like there has been a bit of a change in the way that Spurs have gone about their business recently. I think the comeback against Man United was a bit of a stake in the ground for Spurs to say, hey, look, we are changing, we are evolving under Ryan Mason, and we can get something out of these games. And even the Liverpool game, right, there's a case to be made that they could have won that game, right? I know Liverpool blitzed them first sort of 20 minutes, but Son hitting the post, got the goal as well. The mistake from Moore was Spurs giving Liverpool the game at the end rather than Liverpool winning it, I would suggest. So the way that Son is kind of transformed, is he transformed? Would I go as heavy as to say that? I wouldn't say I'd necessarily use the word transformed, but I would say that his role at least has changed a little bit under Ryan Mason. We are seeing Kane drop a little bit deeper, which may or may not be a bit of a concern for Kane owners. But whenever Kane does that, it benefits Son, and we're seeing it against Liverpool, got the goal. We're seeing it against Manchester United, certainly in that second half. And I wonder whether Ryan Mason might just be going back to a tried and tested methodology that worked for Spurs a few seasons back with Kane and Son far more in sync. I did a comparison on the Fantasy Football Scout members area between Son in the last four games and Salah in the last four games, because the reason I did that comparison is because Son is not exactly a cheap FPL asset. I actually might think he might be even more than Kane at the moment, right? But he's an expensive asset. So to get him in your team probably means sacrificing somebody like a Kane and doing a -4 for Son in midfield, or doing a switch for Salah, which, given Liverpool's fixture between now and the end of the season, and we do have a fair amount of home games still to go, and the away games are against poor defences. So wouldn't necessarily recommend this to anybody that isn't looking for differentials. If you are protecting rank, I think Mo Salah is absolutely fine to stick with or to go for. But if you are chasing, I think Son is a fine pick, right? And actually, on some of the key metrics between Son and Salah over the last four game weeks, Son actually stands out, right? So over the last 4 weeks, the last four matches, I should say, that they both have played, FPL points, so 28 to 27, it's pretty close. If you look further down, goal involvement is 50 compared for Son compared to Salah's 30. So Son is far more involved in the goals. And again, that plays to that narrative I mentioned about Kane dropping a bit deeper, Son being more of the attacking focal point. And if you look at Son's heat map that I've got here, it's a podcast, a bit difficult to show you, but if I was on YouTube, I'd show you the Son heat map over the last four matches. He is, the Spurs' furthest forward player. Again, similar to how he was in that peak season where he shared the golden boot with Salah a couple of years ago. Minutes per goal, 115 to Salah's 117. Minutes per attempt for Son is 26.5 compared to Mo's 29.4. So he is outstatting Salah. Not by much. It is pretty close on a lot of the key metrics. And one of the key ones to point out is shot accuracy, 38.5 compared to Salah's 25. So he does outstat him there. But this is something we're used to from Son, right? This is something we're used to, being clinical in front of goal and actually having that eye for goal and having a high conversion rate. That 38.5 is not untypical for Son. We know he's an elite finisher, so you'd probably expect him to be outstatting Salah from that perspective. Son also being more creative than Mo. I guess it's not really necessarily Mo's game. We've seen that before. But minutes per chance created, 58 compared to Mo's 71. So potentially more likely Son to supplement that goal threat with a bit of assist potential as well. So listen, along a lot of the key FPL underlying statistics that we look for, Son and Salah very much on the same kind of wavelength, if not Son slightly better, and he's being more clinical, and he's being, he's got a higher XA potential or expected assist potential than Salah as well. So listen, I'll finish it there. I don't want the podcast to be too long. If you are chasing in your mini leagues and you need a bit of a differential between now and the end of the season, have a look at Heung-min Son and also the fixtures. Let me just finish on this. Crystal Palace at home, followed by Aston Villa away. Difficult fixture on paper, I would say. Then Spurs have got Brentford at home, which does look like a decent fixture, but is a 12:30 kickoff in game week 37. So just be aware that Spurs tend to be not so great in those early morning kickoffs. But it is their, I think it will be their final home game of the season, so they will want to finish on a bit of a high. And then Leeds away in game week 38. Fixtures where I think Spurs can focus on their performance. They are going to want to finish this season. Forget all the stats that I just mentioned, right? Spurs are going to want to finish performing in a way that gives their fans a little bit of hope for the summer, a little bit of hope for the new season. And I expect Kane and Son to be pretty central to that. So there we go. Heung-min Son, key differential. I think could be a really good differential between now and the end of the season. Let me know what you think over on Twitter at FPL Family. Get in the comments if you're a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/FPL Family. Get in the Slack and let me know what you think of my pick, Heung-min Son, as a key differential between now and the end of the season. Guys, good luck in game week 35, and I will see you with Sam Sunday night, 8:30 on YouTube, as usual. See you soon.